I'm Marianne Kolbasek-McGee, Executive Editor at Information Security Media Group. Today I'm speaking with Dave Perry, who is Digital Workspace Operations Manager at St. Joseph Healthcare in Hamilton, Ontario. So, Dave, we're going to be talking about generative AI in healthcare. But for starters, please tell me a little bit about St. Joseph Healthcare, what kind of organization it is, and then please describe the work that you're doing, including deployments at St. Joseph involving generative AI.
St. Joe's is a academic and research hospital located in Hamilton, Ontario. We're affiliated with McMaster University, which you may have heard of, and Mohawk College. Some of the big contributions we've added were Firestone Institute for Respiratory Health and our Center for Minimal Access Surgery, which is, just using laparoscopic surgery cameras, that kind of a thing. And the size is about 700 beds. What we're doing right now is we are in POC. We all get into details later on about our approach to it, but we are in POC of using standardized AI within the environment for all staff to use, as well as, Copilot integration with M365.
So, Dave, tell us a little bit about that work that you're doing with the generative AI.
So what we're doing is we've taken a holistic approach to it. We didn't want to just throw AI out there for everybody without any rails around it. So right away when AI like ChatGPT was released, the first thing I thought of was governance. It's a great tool, but where's the governance on it? Especially for places like, industries like finance and healthcare were the rails. So I started getting really interested in governance and DLP as far as people just pasting stuff in there as well. So our approach was like, okay, the companies are going to take care of AI. It's our job to take care of us and provide governance and policy within the hospital around its use, acceptable use, where its availability to all staff as opposed to some staff, and transparency around it, as well as standardization and enforcement. So first off, we standardized on Copilot, just because we have our agreement with Microsoft and their privacy agreements there. And then we quickly moved on to, okay, we need a living document that is around governance of AI. So the reason it's living is because AI is going to be changing. There was one project I heard about where it was the rules were, sorry, the categories were so old in the project they had AI listed as a medical device. So things move faster than healthcare does sometimes. But we created this living document about, where do people fit in? What is acceptable use? What is transparency? What are all these things? And then from that document that was created in association with the Department of Engineering from McMaster University, we now have a founding document that we can create policies around that we can apply to our approach. So when we do enforcement, when we do DLP, when we do things like that. So I think it's a little bit slower that we're in POC, but I think the approach we've taken by looking at the whole picture instead of just, oh, let's get AI out there, but really focusing on governance, safety, and privacy, I think is the real key here. It's not about getting it out first.
So, what are some of the top security and privacy governance challenges involved with Gen AI, and what sort of proof of concept things are you working on right now? And when it comes to the security and privacy governance challenges, do they differ because of healthcare being such a sensitive area when it comes to the sort of data that you deal with?
I think so. I think being in healthcare, I mean, data residency is a big deal. We need to make sure we're a Canadian hospital, so we need to make sure that data residency is in Canada, for example, Canadian data centers. But I would say the main ones are data protection, security, the integrity of the data, and governance around that. Also, misuse is a concern. So with privacy, you have to look at the agreements you have with your vendors about how the data will be used, how long it's going to be kept, where it's housed, who has access, that kind of a thing. Governance we've covered around policies, accountability, and audits that we have to put in place. DLP, obviously you're just trying to stop stuff from getting out and training. That's where the standardization and privacy agreements with the vendors come into play. If you use just a free version of something and put private data in it, that's obviously going out as opposed to someone you have an agreement with. Leaves it open for attack and misuse as well. So inappropriate user queries, or taking shortcuts to critical tasks. So I think really where all this comes in is that the governance around AI, I think everybody's focused on the AI itself, but the governance around AI is a much smaller community. And I think I started off actually trying to write my own application that would be API middle for this kind of stuff, so it would do all that kind all those checks in the middle. And then I saw a presentation by Prompt Security where they had a polished product that was done. And because I had done some work myself in that, I saw what they had done and how good it was. So, you know, quickly wanted to move on a POC with that and see what it could do around it. It doesn't just give you like the governance and yes, no, it gives you some granularity, which, you know, we haven't seen a lot of. A lot of approaches that I've seen places take are just that, you know, create a firewall group for AI and just turn it all off, except for one. All right, but are you getting DLP out of that? Are you getting, how can you audit that? You know, all those things. So I think what we found is when we did the POC prompt is that we saw a product that would give us that granularity that administrators and cybersecurity teams are looking for. So not just you can't paste stuff into a field. It's now you have options around what the pasting is. Either, you know, before it pastes, it says, no, you can't paste that. It's got sensitive data. Or the fact that you can make it so it actually redacts the data and cleans the data before you put it there. So if you don't want IP addresses or anything, it looks like a password or credit card numbers or something like that, it'll stop that. So you have control around that. And as far as accountability and reporting, I mean, it's great in the audits as well. So we're POCing that as part of our way to create this whole approach. And it's really a gap that was there. That is, like I said, it's a very small community. And I've talked to a few vendors that are trying to do that yet. And I haven't found anybody besides Prompt that was able to cover all those bases. So it was great. It was a great move.
So, Dave, when it comes to Gen AI innovations at St. Joseph Healthcare, what sorts of things are you working on? And then how are you addressing the security and privacy challenges? For instance, is the innovation being done, you know, by the IT group? Is it being done because clinicians want to get their hands on, you know, generative AI for, you know, some of the clinical work that they do or to, you know, improve efficiencies? Tell us a little bit about that.
I think there's a lot going on in different places. It's kind of sprouting up everywhere. Is that we've gone from AI just being a consumer, you know, novelty to something that we can actually use. So I think, you know, every product out there is now saying, oh, AI embedded, you know, everything's got AI on it now. So I think what kind of AI that is before you bring a product in to do something, okay, who's scrutinizing that? Who's looking at that? Who's, you know, checking all these things that your cybersecurity teams would be doing? So I think when it comes to this, I think it's all coming up at the same time as far as the innovations. I think IT is leading in that, you know, we want to create this foundation, whether it's cloud-based or whether it's on-prem. You know, we want to provide those offerings based on what the need is of, let's say, the research teams, for example. When it comes to how we're addressing it, I mean, it's a combination of things right now. I mean, prompt security, as far as our thing is, prompt security is in there, definitely for the auditing. We're using Purview for some of the reporting, firewall as well. So prompts taking care of the DLP, AI policy enforcement auditing. Purview is like internal review and secondary auditing. And the firewall is just for your more brute force kind of yes, no, as far as access to things.
So, what are some of the top privacy and security issues that you think other healthcare entities need to be examining as they look for embracing and using generative AI in their organizations?
I think the first thing is act now, do something now. It is a brand new field. So not everything's going to be laid out. There's not all best practices. This is a brand new thing. So act now, get your teams together. You know, there's probably somebody on your team who can't wait to get involved with this. So yeah, standardize, secure and enforce. So what we're really doing there is you want to standardize your offering, whether it's ChatGPT, whether it's Copilot, whether it's Perplexity, whatever you choose, standardize. Make that the offering out front. For your staff, because I mean, if you don't, they're going to make the choice for you. You're going to have everybody having their own favorites. You know, executives buy subscriptions, they want to use their favorite. Now you're behind it. So I think if you can get out there first, standardize on your offering, provide education around it, you know, get the word out and funnel your users into that, especially on devices that are connected to your network. Then from there, you're going to look at really want to focus on governance and internal policies. You need policies around its use and what is misuse of AI? What, you know, what are, should you do and should you not do? Governance around accountability. How are you going to be held accountable for anything like this? How is it used? How is it made available? As well as education for staff.
Dave, looking ahead, what are some of the potential uses that you see for generative AI in healthcare that are most promising and why?
I think there's a couple of things. So, like personalized treatments and prognosis. With that, I mean, you can do a test yourself. You can say, I have chest pain or something, put that into ChatGPT, and it'll say, oh, it could be one of these things. And it quite often says, better go see a doctor, go to the emergency room. I think the problem is that there's that story, that patient story that is there, that isn't necessarily translated to the AI when you just prompt it with something. So I think what it would do is personalize treatments based on the patient's story, their history, which can add a lot of context, which is lacking when you just try to describe it yourself. There's years and years of data that's there that could be leading up to what somebody has today. I think it's also a useful tool for physicians to use to explain complex things to patients. Sometimes, patients say, oh, I have this. They don't know what it is, right? So if you could find a way that you could simplify some of the more complex things that people could have, I think it's a useful tool there. Drug development and discovery, I think, they've created a new molecule using AI in about 4 months that can be used to replace lithium in batteries, I think. So just something like that. So you can analyze complex data sets really, really fast. You can simulate molecular interactions, that kind of thing that would really save a lot of time and a lot of money in research. And another one that's obvious is enhanced diagnostic tools, especially when it comes to imaging analysis. So, identifying cancers, lumps and bumps, all that kind of stuff for early diagnosis or early alert for physicians and speeding up the process.
Well, thank you so much, Dave. I've been speaking to Dave Perry. I'm Marianne Kobasek-McGee of Information Security Media Group. Thanks for joining us.